magic lands where creatures dwelled and terrorized the common man. We've heard the tales of beasts of old, of goblin kings, of monsters and their evil plans. But Hob the Troll, he's a very happy soul. Though he's not fond of goats, he's guaranteed to tickle your funny bone. His teeth may be big, but it makes a bigger grin. He lives underneath a bridge, and he's a friend to just about everyone. Hob the Troll, you turn into his hump, and it will soothe.
It's a windy night.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Hob the Troll, and I'm here. This is the most guests we've ever had on the podcast.
Three's the most?
Yeah.
Well, three's the magic number.
At one time.
Are you counting yourself?
Yeah. Well, then four.
Oh.
There's four microphones.
Lucky number four.
Yeah, showing off with the math again.
Yeah.
Come on.
Wow. I'm here with two of the washing well wenches.
We are most honored to be here. Thank you.
That's
Thank
right.
You.
We're talking with Pearl. Say hello.
Hello.
All right. We're talking with Fran. Franny, say hello.
Franny, hi. Hello.
And Lickety also joined us.
Holler.
Lickety in the middle. Boop, boop.
You know how this works.
I do. More than anybody.
I doubt it.
No, I mean, you know more than anybody.
Yes.
Yeah. So how are you having fun? Are you having a good time at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival?
We're having so much fun. Today was a great day.
Today was the first day of Shamrocks and Shenanigans.
There's a lot of shenanigans.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think the ratio was of Shamrocks to Shenanigans?
4-7.
Yep. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Hands up.
Mm-hmm. I asked them to define shenanigans for me, and they decided illegal activity.
Mm-hmm.
The audience did. We had a vote. And so that was the direct order. Shoplifting.
That happens all the time.
Yeah. Striped socks. That's my thing. I have a thing. I just go for the striped socks.
I happen to not be wearing any.
That's
usually
weird.
I am.
Usually, yeah. The stripes, when you think of washing while wenches, that's one of the things you think of. You think of striped socks.
And?
Yeah.
And? Come on, what do you think about? What do you think about us? Next.
Drinking lots of beers.
Mm-hmm.
And men. And Mr. Weddums.
Oh,
just maybe that.
Little peeping peepers.
Yep. And a lot of, just jumping in the water, having a fun old time. Splishing and splashing around.
Why don't you ever join us?
Why?
Yeah.
Because I've never been invited is why.
Oh, no. You're always invited.
I am now cordially inviting you, Hob the Troll, to please... splishy splashy around in our tubby tubs.
Yeah. Oh, good. Do you hear that? You hear that, Daphne? That means all tubs.
All tubs.
Yeah, welcome.
All tubs.
She explicitly said, Hob the Troll, you're not allowed. Please, Hob. No, don't, Hob.
That's exactly right.
My gosh, that does sound like her.
Familiar. And then she ate all the food that was on my plate.
Shocking.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shocking and so proud.
Really? Yeah.
I tell you what I think about in washing well wenches.
I'd love to hear, Lickety.
Do we have
pheromones?
To?
Ooh,
there's a thing going on right now with Fran. Right now in this
I'm
moment.
Ripe and ready.
I wish it was more than just audio.
Would you like to know? Would you like to know a secret about me?
I would love to know a secret
this
about
will
you.
Be, I'll share this.
Yes.
I have no body odor. I have no BO under
Are you
my
sure?
armpits. For real, this is
specifically armpits.
No, everywhere.
No body odor?
I really don't.
There was a book about a guy like that. He had no smell. It was called Perfume, The Story of a Murderer.
Oh, my God.
I'm dead serious, and he was a killer. Do you kill people?
Only in my sleep.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's okay.
We're all safe. That's I'm wide awake right now.
That's right. That's right. You've got some very intense pheromones going on, Franny.
I guess so. Is that right?
You guys should be hearing now. Hold on. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Now smell her pets.
See, I smell of spices.
Spices.
Old spices.
Spices. Like Dad.
Yeah. Oh. I saw, can I tell you something, you guys? Can I tell you something that I saw that made me both very happy and very sad?
Please do.
There was a guy outside of the Bay Area Renaissance Festival the first weekend who was getting ready. He was out in a ye olde parking lot. He was getting on his armor. He was putting his things together.
He was
and
ready.
He used an entire can of Axe body spray to get ready. And from full, like, cracked the seal, opened it up. He was ready to party. And I'm like, oh, buddy.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Was that here at this one?
Yes,
this
it was festival? Outside.
The Bay Area Renaissance Festival?
Are you surprised?
Not at all.
Wonder what he was covering up. Must have been.
I think he used it in the way that a lot of people use patchouli, where they're like, I don't want to wash.
Thanks.
I'm just gonna coat myself with something that smells like
a 14-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing wrong with that. I mean, what? No. I mean, gonna dig myself in a hole again. Help me.
Can I tell you that if you want to know, people ask me a lot, like, hey, mm-hmm. man.
Yeah.
Macho.
Yeah.
Where's the party?
Where's the party?
Every time the answer is a parking lot. Dance. Parking lot is where the party happens.
Nickity, have you ever what was the most dramatic thing you've ever seen happen in a parking lot?
I can tell you one of the funniest things I've seen at this Renaissance Festival.
Tell us immediately.
Yes.
I was in the parking lot and I watched a couple. Is this what you're asking?
Yes.
You got the smile on your face, you know. There's a couple, they were in a car and they were arguing, they were scream fighting with each other, drunk and lost and trapped in their car. And this went on. I watched for a good 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just sat and watched. Oh, it was delightful. And one of them, the woman, got out, and she slammed the door, and she yelled, "I divorce you!" I was like, that's not how it works. I'm pretty sure, but I'm not entirely sure.
So then what happened?
I think I like to think that they sorted out the differences.
Maybe.
"I divorce you" was I walked around with that phrase just swirling in my head for days.
I hope they're okay.
I'd wake up in the morning. This is the first thing I would think. "I divorce you.
I divorce thee."
See,
from marriage.
See, the king would do that. He'd just chop off somebody's head.
Or.
Right.
Or.
Chop off. Other things.
The funniest thing I've ever seen in the Renaissance Festival parking lot is I watched a Jack Sparrow in a fist fight with another Jack Sparrow. Everybody wins.
It's the opposite of Alien versus Predator. Go ahead.
Do you remember, it was last year, mm-hmm. or was it 2 years ago, and it was the people, the doctors that wear those big bird noses all over their face.
Yes, the pain doctors.
And
oh yeah,
I think there was two of them that had visited our shire, and they and we watched them, and they met, and they were now nose to nose.
Uh oh.
And all of us started to chant, "My moth, my moth, my moth," because they were silent.
Oh.
And they mimed off, but one ran away.
So the other one was the winner.
I think so.
Oh man, I feel for that other person. How bad? Like if you lose a mime off, you just cease to exist.
He shook his beak and just walked off.
No.
With his little cane thing.
He has to live with the reality that not only is he a mime,
yeah.
but he lost.
And he's a failure in front of peers.
I think he's okay.
You hope so.
I do. I hope so. I hope
the
best.
For the sake of this.
For the hope
of this conversation.
Yeah.
I would be worried that he would listen to this, but I don't think too many people listen to this.
I don't.
I know.
Really?
But I'll listen to this one.
You will. I have a question for you, Paul. Do you think after you listen to this, when you do, do you think you're going to go through the back catalog and check out other episodes?
No, but...
That's the opposite of improv.
No, but. She's
that's right.
No,
yeah.
No,
that's right.
Not yes and.
Oh, fine. I'll play along. Yes. And I will take my time and I will start at number one. How many do you have?
I don't ask you to do that. Because
how many do
this
you
is,
have?
This is probably episode 55.
It's like Doctor Who.
When did you start?
I can look exactly. I can find out exactly. While I'm doing that, I want to, because you don't have to go through the beginning. What you
she
have to do.
She was asking out of politeness. You don't have to.
I really was. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to tell anyway, because people want to pretend to know. 2011.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And but what I'm saying is you can just pick out whichever one you want. Just tell a friend. That's all I ask. You don't have to listen to all of them. But if you find a friend, if somebody mentions in conversation, oh, podcast is a word that I know, you could say, oh, I was on one.
All right, I will.
Fair enough?
Yes.
Very
and
good.
Wow.
You listen to them?
I listened to one.
Which one's your favorite?
The one that I listened to.
Which who was
it
on
was
it?
It was with the Village Idiot.
Gwendolyn. She's been on a couple times.
Oh, it was one of those.
She's wonderful, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's pretty sweet.
I'll listen to that one.
We used to date.
When?
Gwendolyn and Hobbit.
It's complicated.
Oh.
We might be dating now. I don't know.
How did you win her?
It was.
In a dog fight?
It was. I won.
Wow.
It was kind of one of those things where just like the end of the day, and it's just, oh, Hobbit Troll, oh, Gwendolyn, we both sound alike. We certainly do. Oh, no, we both have regrets. I'm still kind of into it.
I know that. I know that feeling.
See, I knew you would.
Yeah.
I knew I'm talking to the right people.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. So when you see her now, is it
it's cool.
Like
it's cool. Oh. That's a good thing is it's like, so what's this day going to be? We're going to sing some songs or are we going to swap some spit?
Lickety.
What? There was my favorite Hobcast since you asked is.
Are you on it?
It was one of the ones I did.
I thought so.
And it was the one where I talked about that time you owed me $250.
Who?
That was Brother Perfidious, but that's fine. It's fine. I know who you're talking about. That's your favorite episode.
That was my favorite episode where Brother Perfidious came on the show and talked about how he jammed his finger. It ended with you owing him.
Are we taking it there already?
Bubba.
And we're back.
Let's get it going then.
He's used to hitting that space bar with me.
Uh-huh.
He's got it locked and loaded.
Ready to go.
Because he knows it's going to Bubba.
He, boom. What? He hits a space bar?
Mm-hmm.
Cheater, and cheater, pumpkin eater.
That's commercial.
Listen, for some reason, children listen to this every so often.
Oh.
I think it's just on in the car where people are driving and they're like, you like Hob the Troll? Here, let's listen.
That's so much fun. Hi, everybody. Hi. Where are you guys going? We want to come along.
Listen up, kids. Everybody's got a...
Space bar.
You were singing Wheels on the Bus?
Yeah, you know, kids.
Yeah.
In the car.
Yeah.
The bus.
Both those things are important.
Now, you've been here. This is your second year with us
here. Second year.
What has changed? What has changed since your first day?
Lickety's grown an extreme interest in my pits.
Oh my god,
that's
it is
new.
Amazing, you guys. I mean,
is
I'm not
right?
I'm not gonna
like
say
it
it's good.
Like
I'm not gonna say it's bad. It's just it's a lot.
I checked it out.
Is it like French onion?
It's intense.
Soup?
It's
Zachary Blue.
Somebody's into that.
I remember
somebody
having a conversation
there
with Christoph the Insulter backstage in detail about how he had this like, sort of appreciation.
Oh my gosh.
For this really intense
marinating
sour.
Oof.
You know, fuming
woof
thing, and I just didn't get it. I didn't understand. I couldn't wrap my head around it. I was a child.
Woof.
Until now.
Until right
now, you get it.
In this moment. I can't stop myself.
Stop it.
It hurts.
Stop.
It hurts.
I can't wait to tell my mom. She'll be so thrilled. I found someone.
I hold it in like a joint.
Can we talk about...
And then does it burn your insides? your nose?
Space bar.
Your nasal passages?
Can we talk about the smells?
Can you taste it when you smell it?
Yes. It's somehow hitting all the senses.
You know, one time I licked a man's pate.
What?
And I could taste...
His head.
I could taste that... You know when you smell the inside of a hat?
Mm-hmm.
It was on my tongue. And not only that...
Yes.
The drips... Because he was bald, and uh-huh. he was an elderly man.
Aww. We're talking like 85, 86 years old.
He was in a scooter.
So salty.
I wish it was more salty. It was more of a, maybe perhaps soured pickled.
Was the aftertaste of plums?
It was. I wish it was, huh? But it filled my whole mouth like as if the scents were like a bundle of grapes, and I just mouthed it all, and it surrounded my taste buds.
There was volume to it.
Oh, my God. Was there a volume?
We're talking a lot about smells at the Renaissance, and
what's
I think
thing?
It's only fair to bring... Am I the only one that hates the smell of sage?
I love sage. You
I
don't
hate
sage
the smell
it
of it. I hate well, the smell of it.
Safer.
I feel... I get angry. I want to punch something. No, dead serious. All right,
so then when was the first time that you smelled sage?
I thought that somebody had set a dead skunk on fire after they had peed on it and left it out in the sun.
Wow.
So violently opposed to that smell.
I get what you're saying, because here's the thing. There is a certain level of peer pressure in this environment mm-hmm. to liking sage. It's like the Beatles. You can't say... I don't care for the Beatles.
No. Nope.
Because everybody else will go, did
what?
You hear Lickety
What's
hates the,
matter the
Beatles?
With you?
Exactly. Right. It's not, it's just, you're
They're
not
gods.
Allowed to. You're not allowed
right.
to. You're not allowed at the Renaissance Festival to say, I don't like the smell of sage.
I'll say it.
You get,
taking a stand.
You get ridiculed. Everybody corners you. It's like what they taught you in Dare. But instead of heroin, it's sage.
Right, right.
You can say no.
I just don't care for it. Franny, your thoughts?
I care for it.
You'd like it?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say, hey, you're a bad person for burning sage.
Right.
I'm just gonna say like, hey, wait till I'm away before you smudge something. Is that fair?
Sure, yeah. We're all different. Smudge me from in between my toes all the way up to the crevices. In my hair.
All right, here we go.
Do it. Right? Oh, right now?
No,
all right,
we don't
hold
have
on.
Any of that here. It's going to interfere with the audio equipment.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Yeah. It's just every so often I'll be walking by and somebody will be like, here's this smelly stick unwelcome at you. And it's like, come on. Just trying to walk and sing a song.
At a Ren Fair.
Yeah.
And they think you're an evil spirit.
Great.
That's what it
Sign me
them.
Up.
We're gonna haunt them.
It works.
Then it works. Because it smells... Oh, it smells like a dog hospital.
What? Yeah?
That's sadness. That's a lot of sadness.
Oh, I got it. Disgusting.
Can I tell you guys something?
I hope so.
Tell us everything.
I've asked Daphne to be on this show many times.
Uh-oh.
And she's like, no, I'm scared.
Of what?
I don't know.
I would think that she would love this.
I agree.
Right.
Yeah. You know, if there's one thing she loves more than men and Guinness, it's the sound of her own voice.
Yes.
Yep. Right.
Yep. You know what? Let's talk about her for a while.
Let's do it.
Uh-oh.
What's going on with her?
I'm not part of this.
Thoughts, Fran?
She's my favorite.
You haven't even met her. What are you talking
Shut
about?
Up.
Suck up.
I love that wench.
Oh, what a brown noser. Daphne is the most amazing, caring, genius woman that will do anything for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that is true.
Huge, huge, huge heart. And at the same time...
Mm-hmm. Don't go to dinner with her.
Ever.
Ever.
The first paycheck I ever got, I was working with her here 14 years ago.
Wow.
I got trained here at the Wash Pit.
You started when you were 12 years old.
Oh. You.
Yeah.
So, yes. And she said, okay, great. So, just give me your address and I'll mail you your check. So, I gave her the address. But she was using an invisible pen, one of those invisible markers. And so I'm watching her write it down in her beat up van. And I said, I have a regular pen. She's like, no, this is fine. And then about a month later, she called me up and said, hey, Pearl, I can't find the decoder part of that pen. can you give me your address again? And I thought, this is the woman that's in charge of my income. and it's so been bliss.
And what a wonderful, yeah. You know, you could have, there are a lot worse bosses to have.
That's absolutely true.
But yeah, yes, Lickety. Don't, I'm saying just, yeah, don't go to dinner with her, you guys.
What was that?
Oh my gosh.
Can we, is that, you think we could, I'm going to talk about it. So
it's going to, you have to try everything. You have to try this.
No.
You have to try that. Yeah. And it, oh wait, oh, Hop's not trying this. For me, it was, Pearl's not trying the cafe con leche. I mean, we're at a Cuban place. I can't believe it. Can you believe it? She's not going to try it. I was like, I don't want it.
For me, it's like, hey, guys, let's go to this. Let's go to the steakhouse. By the way, I'm vegan. I'm just going to order a salad. I'm just going to have a salad. And I said to the waiter, I said, Garcon, I would like a big old ribeye. She's like, that looks good. Give me a piece.
Yeah.
No, you're vegan. But I want that. I want that piece. Give me a piece. We're all going to share.
She's a vegan.
We're all
going to
share.
Theory.
She's a freegan, is what
she's
is.
A freegan. Oh.
She is a freegan.
She likes to freeze.
Fun fact.
Yes.
She lactates.
I know this.
Oh yeah, I heard that story.
Like now, like she's
right now,
listening
she's
to
she's
us,
listening to this podcast.
When she's that happy.
Hearing Lickety Splickety say she lactates
oh
caused
my.
Her to lactate.
Oh.
Duck.
Goose. I hope. Do you think that's going to happen to any of our other listeners?
What,
lactating? Lactating when they hear our voice.
Probably.
Have you ever?
No.
Oh.
Oh, go ahead.
Yes, and.
Yes, and.
Lactate. Have you ever tasted?
Yeah, I was a baby.
They can't see you at home when you do that.
You yeah, know. But you guys know what I did.
When I was a baby.
You
I'm
and sometimes when you dress up like a baby.
No.
Oh.
Then I drink chocolate milk.
I can.
Fun fact about.
Share.
Lactates chocolate milk.
Share and
I like to. Did you hear that Brother Perfidius ate a whole ice cream cone in shame?
What?
Brother Pediculus, I mean, ate a whole ice cream cone in shame.
In one shot? Lucky.
At the Bastard Monk Show.
Wow.
Yeah. Some patron gave it to him and he just ate it and cried.
On stage.
I want an ice cream.
How many bites? Like one?
Like six or seven. I hear. I don't know.
He was crying though?
Yeah.
That's pathetic.
Yeah.
What flavor?
I don't know. I think word got round it was cheesecake. I didn't even know that was a flavor. I'm going to have to try it.
Wow.
I shoved a whole slice of pizza in my mouth in one shot about 4 years ago.
Well done.
It got halfway down my throat and I thought, my God, I can't breathe, and this is the end.
This is how you go.
And I was like, either bleh or keep it going. And, you know, I'm not a quitter.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
And so and this, that saliva just broke it down. And
uh-huh.
I was with Tuggy. Mm-hmm.
Sounds right.
Tuggy?
Oh,
when it
yeah.
comes to comedy eating.
Tuggy can eat an entire Lunchable in one bite.
Daily. He does it daily. And he doesn't do it just to get laughs. I've walked in on him doing it in private. Just him by himself eating an entire Lunchable
in
one bite.
Didn't you inhale a chocolate cake recently or something?
I
saw a picture.
You ate a chocolate cake in one bite.
Oh, I did. That's right. I shoplifted that chocolate cake to make Tuggy uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
And Hob.
You just told me this story. That's
which
right.
I was successful. They were both very uncomfortable at the fact that I shoplifted that piece of cake at Boston Market on Fletcher. Eat at Boston Market.
Fowler.
And then I comedy ate that cake just to kind of put a exclamation point on it.
They don't listen.
For comedy.
Mm-hmm. I stole a bag of chips from Jason's Deli.
Remember that.
Maybe.
I'm a witness. This has all been a sting.
That's right. What? Again? All right.
Thoughts, Fran?
I steal beers from people. Does that count?
Yes, of course it counts.
It right. does, but being but a washing well wench.
Right, stealing a beer is like, you know, I don't know.
It's all part of it. Yeah.
It's like it's like a bird, you know, stealing a French fry from the ground.
Exactly.
When I was really young.
Like pigeons.
I stole gum once from a gas station.
How old were you?
Probably like 4.
Tell us that story.
Well, my dad says that he took me back and I had to give it back and say I was sorry.
Did you block that memory?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Did you steal something of his later?
I think it was chiclets. I just loved those. Mm-hmm. What?
Did you go again and you stole it and I'm like, I'm not going to tell him this time.
No, I learned.
Oh. What flavor was it?
They come in all different flavors. They're like rainbow colors.
It's assorted.
Assorted?
They have
assorted.
Assorted.
Yes, I have a speech impediment because I'm English.
I stopped right there. I learned right away.
You quit.
No stealing.
All right. Well, I guess we know what we need to do.
And that's the motto of this episode, everyone. No stealing.
No stealing.
And
that's not what I got out of it.
That's what'd you get?
We gotta take her out and get her to do it again.
Oh, yeah!
Gotta get back on the horse.
And let's burn some sage!
Steal a horse! Steal a horse! Steal a horse! Steal a horse! Can you really steal a horse?
A lot of it makes her uncomfortable.
Yes, you can. I just realized that's what people got hanged in the Old West, which we call the future.
My family history is horse thieves in Scotland.
Oh.
Wow, that's way cool.
What is your last name, Pearl?
Every one of them.
Clearwater, thank you for asking. Nobody ever asks me.
Clearwater, are you
that's
serious right
now? Yeah, I am. That's right. It's called character research, people. I did all that.
Franny?
I filled out from, what's his name? Izzo and whatnot. I filled all that paperwork out.
Pearl Clearwater.
I did my homework.
Gary
thank
Izzo?
You. That's right.
Yep.
I did the whole Lotsy thing.
Franny?
Before we do that, I want to analyze this. I want to break this down a little bit because what's great about the dichotomy of that name,
yes,
which I just found out,
yeah,
is that it's like the first name Pearl, which makes you think about beauty, symmetry, perfection. Mm-hmm. And then Clearwater, the home of the very first Hooters.
Here's a little known fact. Maybe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I... No, the background scenes at that establishment of the ye olde Hooters.
The inner workings?
Hoot.
The underbelly?
Maybe I do.
The
tell us more?
Nope.
She was sworn to secrecy. It was a blood oath.
That's it.
Fran, what's your last name?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, we're asking very politely.
We would. Smith.
Is it spelt weird?
Yes.
Please spell it.
S-H-M-I-T.
I would think there'd be a Y in it. I was hoping for a Y somewhere.
It depends.
Mm. Why?
Your sobriety.
No, I'm asking why.
Why? Why not the Y?
She's upset right now because she's actually a witness protection.
Oh.
We're, like, calling her out.
Yeah.
You know what? I see. I'm just going to wave at the U.S. Marshal and give him the thumbs up, say she kept her secret.
It's all good.
You know, sometimes I feel like I'm in the witness protection program.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh?
Because of, like, where I live, which I will not disclose at this moment.
Clearwater.
Damn it. That was obvious, wasn't it?
They named it after you.
But I feel like, you know, I feel like because I used to live a life of crazy party and whatnot. And now it's like, you know, I get up and my cats. And
how many cats do you have?
I'll say it, 4.
That's a good amount of cats.
It is a good amount of cats.
They're the best.
So Pearl's story is I went from partying to just being a lady who has cats.
And a dog.
Tell us a story about that one time you used to perform.
That was up in Pittsburgh.
Oh, I know that story.
It is what it is.
The lady's got to do what a lady's got to do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I never thought of bags. I just, like an animal, wherever.
Can I tell you, and I've said this before, but I'm going to say it publicly.
I hope so.
On this podcast, that if I had a dollar for every time I was talking to a washing a wench, and then mid-conversation...
We drop trow.
They walk 6 feet, drop trow, and... I could buy us all swimming pools.
You know what I wonder?
What?
With all that going on, every year we come back to these fairs and we go back to those spots.
Right.
You would think by now there would be like this lovely something or other growing.
A flower.
I don't think you know how biology works. Because there's a lot of ammonia in that.
That explains a lot. Because of the cats that I have.
Mm.
That smell.
Oh, yeah.
Like
back
sage.
To smells.
Like sage.
It's not like sage. Yes, and...
I threw it backstage, and then it was covered with ants.
Oh.
That's disgusting.
And Matt, well, do you think the ants knew what it was?
They were eating it.
I almost puked myself. That's disgusting.
Like, do you think one ant was like, guys, I saw this happen.
Jackpot. And they're all carrying it proudly.
They're like, what's wrong with it? What's wrong with it? Like, that sexy smelly lady threw it up.
Do you think they brought it back? Like, one of them brought it back to the mound?
The foreman?
And then they all started throwing up?
I like that a lot better. That's real funny.
Me too.
Oh, what a delight. This has just flown by, you guys.
Wow. Well,
as far as Hopcast goes.
Now, have you been on any podcast before?
No, I've done, like, the radio stuff that we are obligated to do. But, no, that's it. Yeah. But this is by free choice.
Yeah.
I wanted to be a part of this.
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
A blast.
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Thoughts, Fran?
Make sure you tip your waiter.
Mm-hmm.
That was Fran Smith, ladies and gentlemen.
Now let's have it closed off by the lovely, the very talented, the beautiful.
Pearl.
Oh.
Lickety-splickety.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Pearl Clearwater.
No, here's
the lady. The lady Pearl Clearwater. Go ahead.
Lickety can wrap it up.
No, he doesn't get to wrap it up.
I just, you know, I'd like everybody to think.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like everybody to stop what they're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everybody close your eyes.
Middle of the freeway.
If you are driving, just do one eye. Pick an eye.
Good,
left
good
or right.
Plan. Good plan.
It doesn't matter. And I want you to take one hand off of the steering wheel.
Uh-oh.
And I want you to place it on your belly. And I want you to feel your diaphragm as you breathe in and out. And then I want you to think real deep. And think, when was the last time I changed my underwear? Because I had that thought the other day.
It's the worst SMRI audio ever.
I
liked it though.
Now open your eyes.
Yeah.
Now open your eyes.
You're under arrest.
Oh, that's too soon.
Do you guys know about those SMRI videos or audio things? It's people. Every so often, people have a thing where, like, they get the little brain tingles when they hear certain things, like people talk.
Nice.
And it's like, no, it's like when people watch Bob Ross.
I love it.
You
that's know?
A fetish,
I just
it's
actually.
Not, it's, not, a fetish, it's right? Not necessarily a fetish. It's just
like a. It's a fetish thing, isn't
no.
it?
No.
I think you're thinking of a fetish.
No. Sick. People use it as that, but also people just use it to get to sleep.
That just.
Which way do you
I liked
use it.
It?
You liked it?
Yeah, I was like, tell me more. I was watching you scrape going like this, yeah. And I liked it a lot.
Yeah, it's
see?
It's,
can you do it again? Slower.
See? Told you.
Well, she's just a degenerate. This is for the listener. Who are also probably degenerate.
Yes.
That's the best kind of people.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are two more weekends plus tomorrow. Tomorrow, two more weekends of the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Quit screwing around.
Yeah. Or
your kids in the car.
Yeah.
Get out to the Bay Area Renaissance
Crack
Festival.
The window, though. Crack the window.
I don't know why you wouldn't. I mean, what else is going on?
I mean, if you don't, you're an idiot. That's how that works.
There was a French fry festival in St. Pete.
Now that that's done. Now that the French fry festival in St. Pete is done.
Yeah?
If you
what else are we going to do?
Come to the Renaissance festivals. You can play the games. There are no prizes.
We have prizes. We have games.
You can watch the Washing Well Winches or the Mud Show or any of the lame shows that they have here. And, you know.
Come by the bridge.
Thoughts, Fran?
I'm available.
Give me those pits.
I have pits.
All right. Good night,
give
everybody.
Give me those stinky pits.
Pep.
Hob the Troll presents the Hobcast, produced by Steve Rodakerson and Steve Hager. Our webmaster is April Janowski. Today's episode featured special guests, the Washing Wall Wenches, Betsy Bauer as Pearl Clearwater, and Amber Schneider as Franny. It also featured Dan Fox as Lickety Splickety. Hob's theme song is by Corey Eno Ruffin. Like Hob on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, at Hob the Troll, and go to hobthetroll.com to click on the donate button and to keep this show going. Like and review on iTunes.